Well, it is indeed a pleasure. Sunday night here, 6:06 Spin on Golf out here at beautiful Fox Hills, the Jordan Young Training Center. Jordan Young sitting right next to me, smiling like the butcher's dog.
Oh.
With his Toronto Maple Leafs cap on.
I do have it. That's the first time I've worn it.
I have it. Look at I just wore it for you.
My small
mon
ami.
4 years because they can't win. And now they're going to win this series, I guarantee you.
The best quote I saw, I know this is a golf show, but we got to talk about this.
There we go.
The best quote I saw was, you know, after they've won two games, they feel like they've won the series. That makes me really nervous.
I hope not.
BC, of course, in the house as well. Always nice to see BC. And ladies and gentlemen, for the first time all year,
ta-da!
There he is, the one, the only.
All day.
All day, Mike Faye. What's up, Mikey?
How you doing, guys?
Just, how you been, buddy?
I'm doing great. We're on the junior golf circuit this summer, so I'll probably be reporting in live from a lot of our best junior golf tournaments here in the state of Michigan. And today is a big
day. Thank you for doing that. It's really important that we're reporting all golf and especially youth golf.
Yes, it is. I think it is. And seeing that my daughter is playing, it's pretty cool. And I can come over here and talk and spend lots of time with our kids and make sure that they're having a lot of fun, you guys. And,
yeah, tell everybody where you're at, Mike. I know you're this is something, it's nice that Jeff Marcero put it in the budget where we can have a correspondent out and about now. Yeah. So our correspondent, Mike Faye, out and about. Where are you at, Mike?
Right now we're at Washtenaw Golf Club over in Ypsilanti and at the GAM, Golf Association Michigan Junior Kickoff. And I'll tell you what, guys, over the last 2 days, this is the second day of it. As you know, the weather has not been fantastic for the kids, and they grounded out. There was a lot of glove wearing and winter hat wearing and hail and rain and yuck last 2 days.
It was too cold to teach in the heat of Bay, Mike.
Was there anybody wearing shorts and a golf shirt over the last 2 days? Because I bet you there was one.
Yesterday, I saw a girl in just a golf shirt, and I thought,
wow.
You are tough. But
I don't know if tough would be the right word.
I'll be honest with you. I was shocked to see BC here. I thought he was jumping on a plane and heading back to Florida. Like with the way
this actually isn't him.
Yeah. My double.
This is the AI version.
It's like Biden double. You know?
This is high flyer version over here.
Oh my.
So what's going on out there? Most importantly, your lovely daughter. What's going on out there?
Yes, Rach is, they have a couple different divisions, overall divisions for both boys and girls, and 15 and under for both boys and girls. And Rach made a big comeback today and climbed up the leaderboard, and right now she's currently tied for fifth. So good job, Rach. She's sitting here over across from me right now.
Big comeback, knocking off 13 shots today from her score yesterday. I mean,
that's right.
You know, the biggest thing, Mike, that you probably know about with junior golf and especially girls golf is the emotions and the roller coaster ride from day to day. And this is a 2 day event. Tell me what you see out there and the trends with the kids and the juniors when they play in tournaments.
No, I'll doubt. I mean, yesterday, the weather dictated everything. There was a lot more wind yesterday. They had 20-30 mile an hour gusts. We had a lot more steady rain yesterday. It was tough, and you know, staying in the game is a big deal. And understanding that sometimes a bogey is a good score on a hole is a big deal, because it was just playing really difficult out there. And I'm just proud of all of them. Just finishing is good in this kind of weather. It's cold. The wind chill's got to be in the 30s easy.
Yeah, Mike, you know, it's easy to say, well, you should have, you know, rain gear and everything for that. But you know what? Not all these kids have that, you know, access to the expensive rainwear and the heated gloves and then the heated vests that we have. And, you know, I'm wearing long underwear and rain pants, actually. But anyway, not all these kids have access to that stuff. So a lot of the kids probably got soaking wet and then they got cold and, you know. It's tough to keep going when you're into those conditions.
It is tough.
How did the course play? Because this has been weird the last few days. Some areas have had a ton of rain. Some areas barely got touched. I know where I live, I mean, we just got a ton of rain, and it wasn't raining like a mile and a half away. How did the course play?
The course was great. Really, we came out about a week ago in the 85 degrees, which was really nice, right? And had a lot of fun. And I'll tell you what, it soaked up all that water, and it's beautiful green here. And the greens were great. The staff was awesome. And thank you guys so much for hosting it this year at Washtenaw.
Dave Kendall. It's awesome. Dave Kendall. Yes. What a great job he's done in the place, hasn't he?
Yep. We had a lot of parents out here, guys, a lot of support for the kids, everybody all bundled up and cheering, and that's fun for me to see. I like that.
It's cool.
Looks like Sophia Lee from Midland is going to win the girls 15 and under division with 12 over.
Yes.
Boys 15 and under. A new name for me, maybe you guys know him, but Nemo Tsai, 67 today.
Oof,
yes. Yeah, 77, yeah. 67. I don't know if I can shoot 67 from those tees, but
what, Nemo? Yes.
Well, that's what it says, Nemo.
Yeah, Nemo to size. Yeah.
I see our man Ryan Tobin Jr., ninth place, came back with 79 today.
Yep. Evan Mackey, I coach him from Ohio. He came in sixth today.
Good.
That's good stuff.
Kendall? What?
Girls division. Yeah. What about the overall girls? That one's completed, right? It looks like Jessica Jolly
won
from Rockford.
Yeah.
73-74.
Yeah. One shot win over Elise Fennell.
Yeah. There's some good names in there. We got Lauren Tiff. We got Lillian O'Grady. Kate Brody finished fifth. She came back with a 74.
Yeah. Elena Lee played super today. 73 from 82 yesterday. Lillian Bergman is going to Oakland University, tied eighth. Yeah. Massing Yang, all the girls. That's good. Really good.
Kate committed to Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, yeah. Lauren Timpf is going to be playing for Purdue. Jessica Jolly's going to Iowa State.
Wow, you done your homework.
Indiana State? Yeah, no, Indiana State.
Golf.
Wow.
Yes, we kind of know the girls here with Rach. Rach knows the girls. So.
Nice.
Illinois State. Her teammate, who is going to be joining for Elise Fennell, who came in second, is also going to the same school.
That's why we call them all day. Yeah. Listen, all day knowledge, just dropping knowledge left and right.
It's like, who are these people?
He's also got the LPGA report coming up as well, right, Mike?
The ladies are currently playing
boys.
Wait, before we get to the LPGA, we'll talk about Brian Tillman, who won the event. Longtime Fox Hills guy.
Congratulations.
Student of mine and a lefty. Brian shot 70-68 to win by four shots over Mitchell Strickland. And Andrew Slade, who was plus one.
Yeah.
So congrats to him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, we are up against a break. Obviously, a lot of things to do before we hand it off to Chris Renwick. Of course, we have Michigan Panther broadcast coming up tonight. We'll chat with the boys before kickoff of that tilt tonight on your home for the Panthers, 760 WJR. In the meantime, so glad you could join us. Spend It on Golf, brought to you by our friends at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We're 10 weeks away. Championship Sunday is 10 weeks away. And, of course, our friends at Rocket Mortgage Proper. We don't do this show without them, so we appreciate them greatly. Gang's all here. Glad you are as well. It's Spin on Golf on a Sunday night here on 760 WJR. 619 on a Sunday night. So glad you could join us, Spin on Golf. Now, a special programming note. The boys are going to be on next week from 7 to 8. I'm not going to be here. But the boys have a 7 to 8 show. Good. Normally, we're going to be 6 to 7. I know there's one show in June that's going to be 7 to 8. And then, of course, for any of the Masters, we're going to have 2-hour shows.
You could say that another 10 times. I would still not remember that. I just tell me the next week and I'll know where to go.
Marcero Smart, he sent out that email.
I know. I always go back to the whole
schedule. So you have to double check it and triple check.
I have no idea where it is.
we'll post it on our social media sites.
It's so funny. We were talking about these Michigan. There's another cat in the state or somebody said that. Didn't you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So you brought up an interesting point. Remember, people are allowed to smoke in the Silver Dome?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were smoking in the concourses, not down in the seats, but all the smoke would just go would go up, and then by Thanksgiving you couldn't see the Christmas tree.
Yeah,
sometimes there was so much smoke in the Silver Dome. It was unbelievable, and we sat in there. We just kept.
It's amazing when you think about it,
right?
Yeah,
unbelievable. We did.
No wonder why it caved in or whatever it did.
We were talking the famous playoff game against the Oakland Invaders in 1983. Of course, the first incarnation of Panthers won the USFL title, and it was in July, and it was one of those July days that you love. It was 90 something degrees, the humidity, and it felt like you were walking in a greenhouse. And then you double that with what BC was just talking about with that smoke.
Unbelievable.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Really incredible.
It's like being in a Russian sauna.
Yes. Yes.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did. Yes.
Red Square.
Hey, speaking of bounce backs, our boy, I think I can say our boy now. I hope I can. James Pyatt with a beautiful bounce back down in Australia. He shot a 74. He followed that up with a 66, correct?
66, yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, he had it going, and I know the first thing he was saying, yeah, but I bogeyed my last hole again. You know, that's all I'm going to hear from. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. I made 8 birdies last night or today, whatever it was. But it was good to see because he was on look what's happening now, like 5 times in a row, birdie, 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 birdie. And it was pretty cool for James to get some air time and – but Taylor Gooch, no one could catch him. But they almost caught. They almost got in the third place. The High Flyers.
Yeah, they're getting there. They're getting close.
They're getting there. They got a good team. I mean, Phil's playing great golf, and James will hit a stride here. I'm just waiting. Just waiting.
He's close. He's close.
I wanted to ask you guys, and obviously, I know how you feel, BC. And I wanted to ask you guys, is LIV catching on mainstream now? Because a year ago at this time, let's be honest, and I think we all shared our thoughts, there were a lot of people, it was almost like Dracula putting the cross up and everything. Ooh, bad, bad, bad. I'm sorry I said it then. I'll say it today. I think it's great for golf. I'm not just saying this because BC's sitting 5 feet from me. I think it's great for golf. I think it's great to have more people talking about it and the different way they are doing things. But, Jordan, I'll start with you. What's your take on golf, LIV golf a year in?
Well, I think with anything new, people are going to say it sucks. I think it needs to evolve, and I think it is evolving. It's better this year than it was last year. I still check in and watch it. I still want to know what's going on. It looks to me like they had a party down there, down under this week. And, BC was saying, like with Chase Koepka, I mean, that was no different than TPC or Scottsdale. Beer's raining everywhere.
Crazy.
I
think that was your intention, to reach out to people that aren't going to go to the, stodgy PGA doing crowd.
I didn't realize that was still one of the best fields they've ever had down in Australia. Right? And they're still missing a lot of players, but that was one of the strongest fields they've had play down there.
Yeah, I mean, they used to get them for the Australian Open, but no one goes down there anymore as much. I'm not going to say anymore, but like the President's Cup was the best field ever.
Mm-hmm.
And now this one, maybe one step or two steps more, but it's a long way away.
I think it's changing. I think it's good. I think they still need to fix the telecast.
Yep.
I haven't watched it this year, but it's too much shot, 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 shot. It's like, come on. Like, let's look at a few shots for a while. Let's go a little longer. Just seemed to jump around way too much for me.
Mike, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask your opinion as well. What's your take on LIV a year in?
I think it's getting better and better, and they're trying to figure it out. I think that what came out of the Masters dinner and those guys coming together was really, really good to hear that there wasn't any controversy, right? And guys are together and talking together, kind of. And that's what we heard.
Start thing. I'm not into the shotgun start, but whatever. And I'm not sure about the 3 rounds.
I'll tell you what, this is a perfect weekend. And I think you're just being a golf snob if you don't agree with this. This was a perfect weekend to have the tournament that they did down in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Because no disrespect to what was going down in New Orleans. Unless you're being that guy and want to disagree just to disagree, the tournament in Australia was 100 times better.
Right.
With bigger names. Oh, yeah. And it was a legitimate tournament. And I'm sorry, somebody like me, I'm just going to use me as an example. Given the choice on a weekend like this, I'm watching that.
I agree.
Yeah.
No, dead
was tough. Yeah, it was tough watching 11 o'clock at night. And okay, now it's 3 o'clock. I got to go to bed. That's the only drawback sometimes. But usually they're going to go by 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's what we teed off early in Tucson, or they teed off early in Tucson, and they're going to try to do that. They couldn't quite get around it this week and next week in Singapore, but like you said, they know. I mean, if I talk to the people there, and I'm like, "What's going forward?" and they showed us 5-year, 10-year, 15-year plan, business plan, I was pretty taken back, and it's not going anywhere. It really isn't.
Think they'll have a team called the POWs?
Yes.
I should present that. See how much that franchise would be. I'm going to get 4 of the raunchiest, hated golfers of all time in there. JD, you know. Maybe I'll get Rocco. He'd be good on there. You know, yeah, the POW.
That should be your long-term goal. 10 years from now, you want a team called
the POWs. Want a franchise team, the POWs, yeah.
Hey, they've got the Range Rats or whatever it's called. Yeah, or whatever they're...
the goats. You
know, by the way, we didn't even bring up the M word. I'm sorry. Money wins. I'm a big believer in money winning. You had the purse down in Australia at $25 million. You had the purse at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans at $8.6 million. Money wins time and time and time.
Yeah.
Again.
You know, and I get approached.
The women's was 5.1.
Right. Yeah. It was a nice mm-hmm. week. And I get approached by other instructors. Like, I can't believe these guys sold their souls out to the Saudis. And I'm like, you know, I can't believe that you would even say something like that about an individual. It's business. Period. It's business. They're not selling their souls out to somebody for the sake of this or that. They went in this business agreement. If I can go to the New York Yankees and get $50 million a year, wouldn't I? I'm not a Yankees fan, and nobody likes Yankees. Looks in Detroit. But
catch 20 games.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Catch 20 games and make yourself $50 million. Great.
Yep.
I mean, what's so different about this? I don't get it. You're not selling your soul to anybody.
Think about the hockey guys.
They get their
kicked out of them for 2.5, well, let's just call it the year. Then they really get the you-know-what kicked out of them for about 2 months.
Right.
They don't make
that kind of money.
You know what? This is hearkening me back to my sports talk radio days, because one thing that I always said for years and years and years is I'm never going to tell another adult what is best for them. I don't know what's going on in their life.
Right.
Hey, you could stay in Detroit. I wish you stayed in Detroit. But if Detroit is offering you a 5-year, $25 million contract, and using your analogy, the Yankees are offering a 5-year, $40 million contract.
Bye.
Who the heck am I to tell you, you shouldn't take that extra $15 million?
Mm. Or you better have some strings or some other stuff
right.
that are pulling you away.
It's amazing how people try to tell people how they should live their life. I'm very close to going on a political rant, and I'm going to shut my mouth.
It's called the media.
Yeah,
you won't upset me.
Right now, we're actually part of the media.
Yeah, we're the media. Yes, we are. We are
the problem.
For this hour.
The evil empire.
Marshall's just sitting over laughing.
Yeah, he's like, just don't say anything else stupid.
All right, we're about a half hour away from Michigan Panther football here on your home for the Panther, 760 WJR. When we come back, we'll check in with our buddy Mike Fay, who is joining us out in Washington right now. Take a look at what's going on the LPGA Tour. In the meantime, we thank you for joining us here at Spin on Golf on a Sunday night, brought to you by our friends at Rocket Mortgage Classic, coming up in just 10 weeks, and Rocket Mortgage proper. Don't go anywhere. All right, welcome back in. Glad you can join us on a Sunday night. Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. I'm one of those guys, I'm not going to lie to you. I get all excited, and hopefully we can touch base with Jason Langwell pretty soon. I love hearing more of the names come out about who is going to be coming to the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Of course, end of June, going to July 2nd, 10 weeks away from Championship Sunday. Of course, we will be out there at the historic Detroit course, and we'll be out there for 2 hours. Always fun. It's getting bigger and better every year. I know it sounds like cliche, but it's absolutely positively the truth. And I think we're going to see even more names start to pop out there as well. And it's always exciting when we start to hear those names coming up. So certainly we'll keep you apprised of that. One of the things we love to do on this show is, and I forget which one of you guys said it earlier, Jordan, it may have been you. We like to talk about golf, and not just the PGA, but the LIV, what's going on in the LPGA. Mike Fay, of course, out right now in Washtenaw, keeping an eye on the juniors as well. LPGA is something that Mike Fay keeps an eye on. And Mike, what happened this weekend in the LPGA?
Well, it's BC. It's a historic week here. No more Dinosaur.
I know.
And it's kind of sad. At the same time, we got to kind of turn the page here. Yep. At the club at Carlton Woods in Woodlands, Texas, where the Chevron Championship has been moved out of Mission Hills out in Palm Desert to the Jack Nicklaus Signature Course there in Houston. And right now, the ladies are out playing still. Let's see. We've got a leaderboard here. Let's see. They have a few holes left. We're going to – oh, it's tied. Lydia Vu and Angel Yin are tied at 10 under. And
Angel she just Yin made a bogey, huh?
16, yes. So quite exciting stuff going on. You know, the traditions, right? I mean, Poppy's Pond, jumping in water, get the robe, the whole thing, major championship winner, that kind of stuff. Just wonder what new traditions we're going to start.
You know, Mike, it was funny that golf course and how golf changed over the course of time. Just remembering watching that kid, that tournament as a younger, not a kid, but younger. That was always a three-shot hole. And then we got the last 5 years, people are whipping it on two in that hole. It's like
Jatana Gardens.
the game of golf, you know, not just females, but everybody hit it farther, longer, stronger. And the golf course has changed. Maybe that's, you know. And Carlton Woods, one of our kids here, played in the PGA, junior PGA there 1 year. Pretty awesome facility, but considerably harder than, you know, out there in the desert.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I think more than anything, it was a corporate move to get it closer to their corporation there. And, you know, it's sad to see it leave out of, you know, at Mission Hills there. I mean, one of my big things growing up was to be big enough and strong enough that when we go to Palm Desert, I play there because it was a big deal. It was on TV and Dinosaur was on, and it was a big deal when I was a kid. And it's sad to see it leave there. But at the same time, we got to start some new traditions. I know that they had a very funny segment on the Golf Channel with the LPGA Tour, a bunch of the tour players talking about whether they are going to jump in the pond there or not. So
no.
No, Mike, that was Mike. That's the enduring image. Like Dinah Shore may have been 197 at the time. Whatever she was going to take the hand of the winner, and they were going to jump in the pond together. And yeah, if I sound like an old fuddy-duddy, so be it. But that was a cool tradition. Exactly, that was a cool tradition. It's something you look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, remember the old Bing Crosby clam bakes? You know, Bob Hope out there in the desert. Also, I mean, you know. Stuff that I always remember the rest of my life, those iconic names. And but I obviously everything is corporate now and doing things a corporate way, Mike.
Right. So we'll see what kind of traditions they want to do. I know that is a big deal to the LPGA Tour. It's near and dear to their heart to start things like that. It look at what it just started right now over the last few minutes, this conversation about it. And they'll figure something out. They'll do something really cool for the ladies.
Next week, by the way, they are going to be in L.A. It's the JM Eagle L.A. Championship at the Wilshire Country Club.
Who won the men's event? Did we mention
We're going to get there, but I got a little trivia question.
All
Who's number one ranked in the world right now for the women?
Lydia
Cole?
Good job, boys. Okay. Who's number two?
No idea.
Tall and skinny blonde?
Nelly Korda?
Yes. Nelly Korda's two.
And then you've got Jin Young Ko.
Yes.
And then Minji Lee.
Yes.
And then, I mean, Lexi. What? Lexi's six. I don't know. I just don't feel like she's doing what she needs to be doing. Right
she
now.
Should be the best player in the world by a mile.
Brooke Henderson is seven. Brooke's, you know, she's won recently.
Right. I mean.
And then it goes, I mean, Georgia Hall is 10.
Feisty.
Then I get a lot of girls I don't even know. Charlie Hall, 16.
Feisty.
Jennifer Kupcho is 20.
Yep.
Minji Park, 23. Hannah Green, 24. You know,
you're skipping over a lot of Korean flags there in the process.
There are, but I can't pronounce their names, okay? I mean.
I'm just saying. I get it, you know.
Minji Chin, Lilia Vu, okay? She's from U.S.
Yeah.
anyways, I just throw it out there, like, who is the number one, right? So Lydia Ko.
Yeah. Lydia Ko, yeah, from New Zealand. Yeah. Yep.
You know, somebody mentioned the PGA Tour, by the way, the Zurich Classic of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Hardy and Riley at 30 under.
You know, Brian Stewart was the last individual winner, the Zurich Classic. Brian
really?
Stewart.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. Yeah, Hardy and Riley, 30 under. Taylor Hadwin, 28 under. Yeah, so, boy, 65 and then 63 for Taylor and Hadwin today.
You would have had to think Shoffley and Cantlay were the favorites, though.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You would think.
They finished T4. They were four back.
And they played probably average.
But, like, some of these guys, I mean, with all due respect, is this really
need to
happen? A
couple 61s the first day of the tournament. Jeez, oh, Pete.
Well, again, with next year's change, you're not going to see these names. The elevated events, you're not going to see them. They're not going to get to play in these elevated events. They're gone. They don't. I mean,
Matt played with his brother Alex Fitzpatrick. Was that 19 under? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, Daly and Duvall just firing it up out there.
Oh, did they play? They played.
Firing what up?
Firing it up. Firing it up.
Arts left and right. $3
bill.
Yeah, they were. What's going on here?
I think they shot a combined best ball 45 on the front or something.
No, I'm going to pull them off.
Now I got to look that up. Mike. Oh, boy. Yeah, where are we?
There's a lot of guys.
I'm going way down the list looking for them, Mikey.
Duvall. 75-83. I got to pull the score.
The alternate shot with the foursome, right?
The alternate
shot?
I mean, come on.
It
was tough.
They shot 45 in the front nine.
They did. Right.
Look at Mikey. We thought we were kidding. I know.
Wow, you've been some studying, Mike.
I've been studying.
That was round two as well.
Real analysis over there.
Yo, Sean, you were talking about the purses, right? How much was the purse for Zurich? Let's see.
Eight point six.
Okay, ladies had 5.1.
Yeah.
Mm. We're getting warmer.
Getting warmer.
Mm-hmm. Well, as soon as Aramco bumps up the money, then we can start playing for some money, Mike. I won't say who owns Aramco.
Of course, next week they are down in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Villa Hidalgo. Am I saying that right? Villa Hidalgo?
Sure.
I think that's when John Rahm won there last year. Vidanta. See, this is like you with those Korean flags.
Jeez.
Vidanta Vallarta. Is that it?
Yes.
Vallarta.
Okay.
Vallarta.
I'm sure BC has been there, so I'm not going to waste. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa.
See, he's getting better. He's getting better.
That's New Mexico City. Nope.
He has to have a couple truth statements every week.
Nope. No way.
Mexico Open next week down in Villa Hidalgo, Mexico. John Rahm, the defending champion. So we'll definitely keep an eye on that as well.
I want to talk a little bit before we go to our last segment about high school golf. I know Mike teaches a lot of players at boys high school right now. BC works with a lot of players. We work with similar type players. I have four kids that I want to mention that have been working their butts off all winter long. And shout out to them. They've all won. They all go to Catholic Central.
Mm-hmm.
They're all young kids. They're all freshmen. I know Brian works with a lot of the older kids at CC. But Dylan Chi, David Krasinski, Owen Williams, and Jack Whitmore. David and Jack won their event 68.
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan won last week at 75, and Owen won at 71. This is all within the last week or so. They're playing different events across the board. Obviously, CC has a bunch of kids, 20 on the varsity, but you know, six or seven roughly play in and out of the lineup. One interesting thing, and I wanted to get Brian's take and Mike's take on this. Jack Whitmore, he's here practicing right now. He shot 68. Guess how many tournaments he's played before?
One.
Zero.
Oh, it's his first one.
So it's his first tournament. And awesome. I know Jeff and I spoke yesterday, Goble, about some kids at 10 years old have played 100 tournaments already.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't know if that's right or wrong, but think about this. Jack, and I was talking to his mom yesterday, he's untarnished. He doesn't know.
When to get nervous.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know what he doesn't know.
So I just say, like, practice hard in the winter, work hard on your speed, work hard on your game and your technique, and things work out good in the spring. And so kudos to these guys who are all still learning. By no means are they in the clear, but they've all won events this spring already. And interesting about, you know, not playing a tournament before. and winning and shooting 68.
Amazing.
Finished birdie, par, eagle the last three holes.
Good thing he finished with an eagle.
Dunham Hill is your favorite place.
Dum Dum. I love that place. Dum-dum. Yes.
So I don't know. Mike, what is your take on that real quick?
I think it's absolutely fantastic that he went out and did that. That's great. Sometimes we have to fail a ton to learn, you know?
And yeah, he hasn't failed yet.
He hasn't failed yet, so we'll have to see how he does.
It's crazy, yeah. Good psychological battle there.
Absolutely. All right, final segment of the show coming up. You know what that means. We got to check in with BC for the POW, the punk of the week. We're also going to have a little crosstalk with the voice of the Michigan Panthers. Michigan Panthers football coming up next right here on your home for the Panthers.
Yeah, kitty, kitty, kitty.
760 WJR. Well, we're going to check in with the voice of the Panthers in just a minute, but I was privy to a wonderful conversation between these three guys that know a little something about golf and know a little something about teaching golf, about how quickly a young golfer should get on the course and how hard they should stay at it. Now I'm going to let you pick it up from there, Jordan, because like I literally, they're having this conversation. I'm listening to all three of them pipe in and I'm like, save this for the air. This is something, no, because it's great advice for young players or fellow teaching pros out there.
Yeah. I mean, I had kids on the course today. I had two groups of kids, probably six and seven, you know, kids out there, two different sets, different ages. One was just get out there and play, have some fun, hit some shots. The other one were more a little older high school kids. And then so that brings us to the point that I asked was how many rounds or how many events should you get in, pretty much events for girls as they move towards their fall season in high school? So prep, say, from now until then, how many tournament rounds should they get in to be prepared for their season in high school?
For the gauntlet.
And that was the question I had to Mike in BC, and I had a number in my head, and we all kind of agreed it was, you know, somewhere, we'll call it rounds, because events, some are two and some are one day, you know, 16 to 18 rounds.
Tournament rounds.
Tournament rounds.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You have to play one days. You have to learn how to compete. You have to play 2 days. You got to learn how to compete over 2 days in different weather conditions or put two rounds together. We saw Mike's daughter today, you know, not play so great yesterday and play better today. I mean, you got to learn how to come back.
Yeah, but along with it is the off course crap that we that you have to really dig into these kids early on. So listen, you need going to see a trainer right now. You're 12. Oh, no, you're going to see a trainer. And the parents are looking at you like, da-ding. I'm like, no, this is what they signed up for. Because the second day, they're not going to just die out there.
Right,
or
physically
unfit.
Clothing. Or like I had kids out in the golf course saying, it's kind of cold out here. I go, yeah, well, I'm prepared.
Yeah.
Put some clothes on.
Are you? I mean, you knew you were going out on the course today. So they have to be prepared. They've got to get on the course. And that'll get them ready for the following season.
Great stuff. Hey, let's check in quickly before we get to the POW, which has become a staple here on Spin on Golf. Let's check in with the voice of the Michigan Panthers down in Canton, Ohio, at venerable Benson Stadium, the one and only Chris Renwick. Mr. Renwick, how are you, sir?
Oh, what's with all the formalities? Good evening, fellas. How we doing?
Good.
Sure. We're good.
Looking forward to this game that's going to be heard right here on 760 WJR. And those of us here were old enough to remember that championship almost 40 years ago. The Michigan Panthers defeated the Philadelphia Stars, and we got ourselves a little rematch tonight.
I was there.
I gotta tell you, this is the first time I've been to the Hall of Fame. This is the first time we've been to the Hall of Fame Village. I mean, this place is clean. This place is, I mean, it looks brand new. I know they've done some work over the last couple of years, but this is a fantastic spot for pro football, and we're going to get this kicked off here in just a little bit. But despite all of that, I think the thing that I'm most excited about is I think I've got a new best friend.
I think
J.U. Colkrick and I are quickly becoming best friends, and it's wonderful. It's been a tremendous couple of weeks.
Spartans and Wolverines don't mix.
We come together. This is what we do.
Go green.
We build bridges.
You better be good friends with him, Chris, because you're going to be spending a lot of time with him.
Yeah, of course, we all remember Mr. Colkrick and his times at Michigan State. J.U., what's your take on the USFL so far? I mean, to me, I sit at home. It's good football, okay? This is good football. but I want to hear from a guy that played at the highest level. Obviously, everybody remembers your time at Michigan State. What's your take on what you're seeing so far out of this new USFL?
Yeah, I love it. I love the league. I love the, you know, the players. They know it's an opportunity to showcase their talents for the next level. You know, they're going to be starting training camp coming up in August, and some of these guys are going to be on NFL rosters come this fall. So this is their opportunity to showcase their talents, and I love it. I love the game. I love how the offenses are being run and the seriousness that goes into the preparation for these games.
This might be a stupid question, guys, but what kind of ball do they use? Do they use an NFL ball? Do they use a college ball? Or is it a CFL ball?
They use an NFL ball, but it's branded, it's USFL branding on it.
Yeah.
You know, you have the stars along the outside of the football at each end of it. So it's a NFL regulation football, the same, you know, inflated to the same amount as well.
Well, look, and knowing Jordan, I know that it, in order for him to enjoy something, there's got to be some Canadian connection. There's a ton of guys who play in this league that play in the CFL. Heck, Channing Stribling played at Michigan, cornerback, plays for this Philadelphia Stars team. He played for Hamilton. So, Jordan, you're invested here. You got to be in.
Yeah, and also Jordan, too, just so if it makes you feel better, my wife's Canadian.
There you go.
Hey, right.
Is she from Thunder Bay?
No, she's from Toronto area, and I've been to many Tiger Cat games.
Same area.
But she's a Leafs fan, and there we go.
Definitely.
These guys will have the call next. We're really looking forward to it. Continued success to these guys, and the Panthers want to keep the winning going, and we'll be listening, Chris Renwick and J.U. Kalkrick, next year on 760 WJR. Thanks for joining us, boys.
You got it, fellas.
Take care.
See ya.
All right, couple minutes left in this show, and, of course, the last couple minutes of the show, I hand it over to the one and only BC for
you know what time of year it is?
Oh, no.
You know what time of year it is?
It's playoff
spring.
Time.
It is playoff time. But in golf, it's spring. That means every dumb donkey, I should say, that knows how to hold a club or thinks they know how to play golf comes out and invades the real golfer's paradise, the golf courses.
It's kind of like the dandelion.
First of all, well, yeah, but the dandelion, you got to respect it.
For a week. My.
Hey, I don't. You got to respect the dandelion.
I don't know, man.
It smells good.
Oh, spray that
got
stuff
a fragrance.
I'm afraid of what this is going to go.
It's usually not in the fairways, it's in the rough. So I'm in the fairway, no dandelions. Anyway, I'm distracted again by my own means. But anyway, these golfers, they don't know how to fix a divot. They don't know how to fix a pitch mark. Over here in the shirt, I mean, the rake jobs. I'm like, what an abomination to the game of golf, Mike. I mean, really?
I know.
Who's teaching these people to not take care of the golf course?
I saw a
they
divot.
Don't.
A disaster.
I saw a divot this
it's
big
a
today,
joke.
The size of my iPad, and the tee was stuck right in the middle of
the
it.
Middle of it.
So what does that tell you?
This is a joke. There's no respect. I'm out. POW out.
Oh, wow.
BC, Jordan Young, Mike Faye, Mr. Rieger, Jeff Marcero. We're going to hand it off to the boys, Chris Renwick, J.U. Kalkrick. They've got Michigan Panther football from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio, right here on your home for the Panthers, 760 WJR. Until next week, we'll see you on Spin on Golf.